Welcome to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. I am Christian Papillon. My partner in the booth today is Nathan Stanish, and we're just getting underway here in the top of the first inning. There's one out. Leadoff hitter Devin Brown grounded out to the shortstop, Aaron Jasek, to start the game. And Tommy McClain is facing the second batter in the Malone lineup, J.C. Filippi. Malone off to a rough streak. They carry a 10-game losing streak coming in to face Hillsdale right now, as Brown also grounds it to short, and he will be retired. Two quick outs for the Chargers.
This looks to be a tough year for conference play for both teams, actually. They both have losing records against the conference coming into this matchup. Hillsdale looking to be 7-9 against conference players, and Malone looking a little worse. So these next four games that they're playing against Malone should be big in seeing how they're going to face up against the conference overall in this year.
Definitely, as Anthony Ryan takes ball one outside. This series is very important for the Chargers' chances of getting back into the conference. And the second pitch, also a ball. 2-0 here, two outs, top of the first. The 2-0, and that misses again. That's a 3-0 count. Think he's looking to swing here or just going to watch another pitch?
I mean, he's got another, there's a strike coming. Or not.
He'll take the walk. It's probably the smart thing to do. You don't usually want to be swinging 3-0.
Here's the left fielder, number 53, Zach Flohr.
Now the number four hitter on Malone, Zach Flohr, steps into the plate. And the pitch. And that one's a strike. So looks like after just a rough at-bat there, McClain is getting right back into it. The 0-1, and that one's also a strike. Just on the outside corner there.
Two strikes on four.
No balls, two strikes, two outs.
319, four homers. He leads the team in that category. He leads the team in slugging percentage at 551.
And the 0-2, and that's a swing and a miss. Millard will throw it out first. And that's the end of the top of the first. Very quick inning there for the Charger defense. So we're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Pushing the boundaries of radio and exploring new horizons with a perfect mix of student-hosted shows and nationally acclaimed radio shows such as The Dennis Prager Show, The Hugh Hewitt Show, Our American Stories, and Veterans Chronicles. The future is here on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
You're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. I'm Gavin Listro on I've Got Ox.
Everyone loves music, but want to learn more about your favorite artists and their hit songs? Tune in to I've Got Ox with hosts Gavin Listro, Allie Hall, and Bella Dix as they explore different artists, their styles, and their songs on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Ball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We're in the bottom of the first inning, and Rocco Tenuta for the Chargers is going to step to the plate. Very good season for the freshman out of Bartlett, Illinois. He's hitting .314 this season, and an on-base percentage over .400. Very solid leadoff hitter for the Chargers this year. And he's going to step up to the plate against Jackson Phelps for Malone. And then on deck, we have Will Millard, the catcher. After kind of a tough start offensively for Millard, he's really exploded, and he's got his batting average almost to .300. So Tenuta steps into the box. And we've got the set. And here comes the pitch. And that's fouled back. That's strike one. Tenuta, a disciplined hitter, too. He doesn't strike out very much compared to the other hitters in the Charger lineup. And that one's lined down the right field line, but it's foul and bounces into the Charger bullpen. So Tenuta finds himself behind 0-2 against Phelps.
Two strikes on Tenuta. Phelps sets.
And here's the set. And the 0-2 pitch. And that one's outside. Ball one. In games where the top of the lineup produces, it seems that the Chargers do really well. Because they've got a lot of strong hitters up top. And the 1-2, that one also misses. Ball two.
Here's the set and the 2-2 delivery from Jackson Phelps.
Here comes the 2-2 from Phelps, and that one's inside. So Tenuta has fought back from 0-2 all the way back, and now it's a full count. Phelps has got to give him something to hit now. And here comes the payoff pitch. Oh, and called strike three. Tenuta not very happy about that call. So now here comes Will Millard, the catcher. And as I said earlier, he's hitting very well lately. He's hitting .295, slugging .500, and an on-base percentage of .423. So that's actually higher than Tenuta's on-base percentage.
Yeah, he's higher than the team's average on all three counts. Hillsdale baseball is right now averaging .273 on their batting average, .370 on their on-base percentage, and .441 on their slugging percentage.
It's pretty good. Comes the first pitch to Millard, and that's a called strike. It's a nice sunny day today at the field. It's 55 degrees currently. There's a little bit of wind blowing from left to right field, so pretty good conditions for baseball as Millard takes ball one outside.
Now the GMAC standings heading into today's action are extremely close. One ball, one strike.
There's down. The 1-1 pitch coming on its way. And that one's in there for strike two. This is the Chargers' first season on their new field, and I don't know what you think about it, but I think the infield is all turf as well. Do you think that affects the playing conditions for infielders at all?
Surely it's got to affect the bounce of the ball, certainly. So you think about the bounce of the ball on the turf versus on the dirt they probably would have had on their previous field, but for weather conditions, it really works out well. Although on a day like this, you don't need any field to fit the weather conditions.
Might make ground ball bounces a little bit more predictable for the infielders.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Millard, and that's also called strike three.
Jackson Phelps is really settling in today. He's coming into here with a 7.47 ERA, looking to bring that down with this game.
Now batting for Hillsdale, the first baseman, number 29.
No, we have Will Shannon, the first baseman for the Chargers, coming up to the plate to bat. Shannon has pretty decent power numbers. He's slugging .732, so it's more than decent. It's very strong. He's hitting .402 on the season.
And with a player like Shannon, for a pitcher, you got that big strike zone. Shannon stands 6'5".
That's a big zone to protect there, but he's been doing it pretty well this season so far. And Shannon will foul it down the right side, so we have a 1-1 count.
Also leads the team in total bases with 60. His slugging percentage is .732. The team slugging percentage is .441, but Shannon's on base percentage is a whopping 520.
Here comes the 1-1 to Shannon. And that one misses, ball two. Shannon is probably the best hitter on the Chargers this season with the 402, 520, 732 triple slash. There's Phelps with the pitch, and that's fouled back. Strike two.
He seems eager at the plate today. He's really looking for a hit. He's got a clip on a couple of these now.
Yeah, he really wants to get something started for the Chargers. And the set. And Phelps delivers. And that's grounded to short. It's fielded. And he will be out at first. So that will be the end of the first inning. After one inning, it's still 0-0. And we'll be right back after a short break. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
You don't need to search so hard for Hillsdale's latest news. Just listen to the Collegian Week in Review, where we tell you all about the top headlines from that week. Search no further. It premieres Fridays at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Radio Free Hillsdale has some great short features to tune into throughout the day. Catch the Grammar Minute with Lauren Smith to get a one-minute lesson on words and phrases we use every day and how we might be using them wrong.
I'm Lauren Smith, and today we'll talk about when you should and shouldn't use contractions.
Or tune into the Policy Corner with host Josh Barker to get the latest on the bills Congress is debating.
Today we're going to take a closer look at the changes to retirement programs made by the omnibus bill.
Tune in on Radio Free.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Both teams had very quiet first innings, so now we go to the top of the second, and Malone will be hitting. That will be strike one from McLean. McLean. And that will be strike one. To Jake Ailman, left-handed hitter for the Pioneers. And that's a quick strike two. So 1-2 count here with no outs. And that's grounded to first. Shannon has it, and he'll take it all by himself. So that's one out. So now the designated hitter for the Pioneers, Jordan Stevens, steps in.
Number 26, Jordan Stevens.
Very solid pitching from both teams. It's very early so far, but the first pitch is fouled back.
Jordan Stevens batting .267 this season. That puts him about midway through the roster in terms of batting average for Malone.
And he will fly that. Shallow right field. Looks like Salee is going to make the catch. That's two outs.
No challenges for the fielding so far this inning. They've been clean.
Yes.
Stepping into the batter's box for the Pioneers.
When the defense is working as a pitcher, it's very nice because then you know even if the hitter puts it in play somehow, he'll be all right. And that's the first pitch to Eric Baum, and that's strike one. Oh, and that's right back at McClain. Knocks it down and throws it in time to get the runners. So that's another quick inning for Charger pitching. So we're going to be going to the bottom of the second inning with the Chargers coming up to bat. You are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Hometown Heroes, protecting the freedoms we love since 1776. Tune in at 9 a.m. Saturdays and 9 p.m. Sundays to listen to the tales of those who served, so that freedom may forever fly. Here on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
The benefits of playing multiple sports from the youth level through high school are being proven even by those who've made it to the so-called next level. More college coaches want multi-sport athletes, and nearly 90% of the players taken in the recent pro football draft played multiple sports through high school. To learn more about multi-sport participation, visit the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and...
Charger baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Right now, the Chargers are going to be coming up to bat in the bottom of the second inning. If you're just tuning in, the score is 0-0. Very quick pitching by the Chargers and the Pioneers. So we have the designated hitter for the Chargers, Jeff Landis, coming to the plate against Jackson Phelps.
Landis matching that team average right at a 273 batting average coming into this game.
And Phelps watches strike. Sorry, Landis watches strike one to go by.
Just clips the outside. That was a close call.
Very much so. So here comes the 0-1 delivery. And Landis will watch ball two. It seems that Phelps works a little bit slower than McLean does. McLean is just pitching as soon as he gets the ball back, where Phelps likes to take his time a little bit more. And the 1-1 is grounded to second. And Baum will throw him out with plenty of time. So one away. And Joe Hardenberg, the Charger left fielder today, steps in.
Joe Hardenberg.
It does seem like Phelps is a little slower on the mound. He doesn't favor that fastball the way that it looks like McLean's been doing. We saw McLean's reflexes on display in the last play when he almost caught the ball coming right at him from the bat.
Hardenberg takes strike one. That seemed a little bit outside, but very quick strike one. And the set from Phelps, the pitch, and that one misses. That's ball one.
Seems like Phelps is kind of testing the outside of the strike zone right now, getting a feel for how the ump's calling him.
Yes, once you know where the zone is, then you can just pitch to the spots where the hitter might not want to swing at it. The 1-1, and a big swing and a miss from Hardenberg.
That's three pitches now, right to the right of the batting box, getting a great feel for the limits of his batting reach.
Hardenberg hitting .266 this season, slugging .532, so he's got some power in his bat. And he'll check up, and that will be a ball two.
Good reflexes on that one.
Yeah, I think he wanted to hit it, but then just held back. And here comes the 2-2 from Phelps. And swing and a miss. That will be strike three. It's two outs. And now we've got Jacob Salee coming to the plate. Charger right fielder.
Phelps still looking very comfortable at the mound today. We're looking to number 22 here to try and shake him up some.
Salee also a solid hitter for the Chargers, hitting .280, slugging also over .500.
Watches a slower pitch go right down the middle. Might have been his pitch.
Sometimes you want to do that just to throw them off a little bit. And the 0-1 is in there, strike two. Sometimes if you know if a hitter has a tendency to take first pitch, you might want to just throw him one down the middle or a breaking ball down the middle just to show him what it is.
Right.
Just to put that in his mind that you might be coming at him, and then you come at him with something fast. As Salee swings just a little bit late, fouls it down the right field line.
You're right, he sent that first pitch down the middle, but he's been sending the other pitches more on the outside.
Two pitchers have dominated in the early going.
No balls, two strikes. And Phelps delivers, and that one's fouled back. And still strike two. No hits for either team yet. It's still early, but I think Malone had a batter reach on a walk, but that was it. Salee fouls another one back.
He settled in for those outside pitches, that's for sure. That's a couple now that he's gotten a piece of. He's definitely looking for a bigger chunk.
I wonder if Phelps is going to continue pitching outside, see if he can get him to chase one that's a little bit less than optimal, or maybe he'll want to come in on him now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another 0-2. And he checks a swing. That's ball one.
Very close call. Definitely right on the outside edge.
Check swing was pretty close, too.
Ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs.
1-2. And Salee will rip that into left field, but it will be caught by the left fielder, Zach Flohr. So that is 3 outs. Another quiet inning for the Charger offense. So we're going to be heading to the top of the third inning. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. And we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Astro Minute, where we're exploring the universe 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and today we're hunting for the double cluster. Star clusters are gravitationally bound groups of stars which form together in space and time and reveal much about the mysteries of star formation and development. In 130 BC, Greek astronomer Hipparchus first cataloged the double cluster, a pair of open star clusters in the constellation Perseus. The double cluster contains at least 20,000 solar masses of stars, including many blue-white supermassive stars. Every star you can see in the double cluster with binoculars is much brighter than our sun. The double cluster is faint, but well worth the hunt. To see it, find the W of Cassiopeia, then look a little left of the wider side of the W for a large hazy patch. Binoculars will clearly separate these two beautiful clusters of stars. That's your Astro Minute.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. If you're just tuning in, we're in the top of the third inning. It's still a scoreless tie between the Pioneers and the Chargers. Neither team has a hit yet. And Tommy McLean still is pitching. He's pitched very well so far. Worked around a walk in the first inning. He'll throw ball one to Alan Diaz of the Pioneers.
Right now, it's looking like a clear pitching duel. Have yet to see a hit, and we're seeing very different pitching styles from these two pitchers. McLean here focusing a lot on speed, catching the batter off guard.
McLean will throw strike one now. He works so fast that it's almost tough to, you almost miss one. And here comes another pitch, fouled off, strike two. As soon as he gets the ball back, he's ready to throw it.
Must be great communication with the catcher. They're able to communicate quickly on what they want to do.
And have pitch sequences already worked out. And that's grounded into right field. That's going to be a base hit for Diaz. Makes the turn, stays at first. So that's the very first hit of the game.
It was a beautiful spot, just tearing right through on the right side there.
Had a wide open spot there. Looked like the second baseman may have been shifted a little bit over. It's a right-handed hitter, so it makes sense. Here's the first pitch. Shows bunt. Nice bunt up the first baseline. Shannon will get the out at first, but Diaz advances to second base. So nice bunt there by Charlie Roberts for Malone.
Great sacrifice bunt. Truth be told, he was making a great run for it. It ended up being a closer call than expected when he got to the first base.
Almost made it, especially if you're running against a big first baseman, aren't necessarily known for speed.
True.
So back to our leadoff hitter, Devin Brown. And he will watch strike one. Quickly finds himself down 0-1.
They have a man in scoring position for the first time in this game. Diaz on second, one out.
Looks like now that there's a runner on, McLean has to take a little bit more time pitching, has to check the runner. Now he just fouls one back. That's 0-2.
No score, top of the third. The Pioneers are threatening to take the lead here. Diaz got a leadoff single. He was sacrificed to second.
And there with one out. Here comes the set, the pitch. And that one, oh, that one just misses. That's ball one.
Brown here is batting .339 this season, so we got a dangerous batting average to avoid here for McLean. That's going to be a challenge for him.
He's the quintessential contact hitter, though. He has 41 hits, but only five of them have gone for extra bases this year. He hits a lot of singles. And he checks his swing there, so it's ball two.
McLean definitely testing some of that inside pitching this time. He's had a couple pitches now very close to the inside. One strike, one ball.
388 slugging percentage,
and Brown's only slugging .388 in spite of that .339 average. He'll watch ball three go by. So Brown is the guy that you want as your leadoff hitter. A lot of singles, good batting average, gets on base a lot. Leads the team in stolen bases this year with 8 in 11 attempts, so pretty good. And he will swing and miss. That's strike three. So that's a big out there for the Chargers. We have two outs now.
McLean did a great job settling in there. Got a great feel for the strike zone. Managed to retire one of their best hitters.
And J.C. Phillippe is coming up to the plate. He's hitting .333. He has a little more power, though, slugging over .500. And he'll hit that down the right field line. Oh, that drops just foul. That one was close.
We got a taste of that power right away. He rips that one. If it had gone down the line, we could have been looking at a potential score, maybe.
Probably so. I don't know how fast Diaz is, but I mean, he hustled over to second on that sacrifice bunt, so probably has the speed. Here comes the 0-1. And that's grounded to short. Jacek has it and throws him out in time. So the Malone Pioneers, they threaten a little bit, but Tommy McLean just settles down and shuts down the offense. So the Chargers are going to be coming up to bat, the bottom of the third. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and I'm back with another episode on pluralization and apostrophes. Let's be real, it's confusing, but it's also one of the easiest grammar mistakes to notice once you're initiated, which makes it an absolute no-no for professional writing. So here's your quick guide to apostrophes and pluralization. If you have a word like coffee, the correct way to make it plural, coffees, is simply add an S. If you have a word like cat and you want to talk about the cat's bed, then you add apostrophe S. Apostrophe S can also be short for is. If you want to say that Rachel is going to her friend's house, you can write Rachel apostrophe S. So to recap, apostrophe S means either possession or is. It doesn't ever, ever, under any circumstances, mean plural. This is one of the rare occasions where English has a rule. That's your Grammar Minute.
Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Chargers are coming up to bat here with Danny Passanel, Aaron Jacek, and Tyler Turner, bottom three hitters in the Charger lineup. And one thing I was going to say last inning, whenever someone from the bottom of the Charger lineup gets on, if you can get someone on base for Tenuta, Millard, and Shannon, good things usually happen. And it looks like Malone's going to be sticking with Jackson Phelps. Off to a very solid start. Six up, six down for him. And he'll throw the pitch. And Pastanol will watch strike one.
Beautiful down the line. Right now we're just seeing if Chargers can take another hit, too, now that the Pioneers have managed to take a hit off of McLean.
And the set from Phelps, the pitch. And that one's way outside. That's ball one. Pastanol, a left-handed hitter. Maybe a little bit of an advantage considering Phelps is a right-handed pitcher. Set the 1-1, and that's fouled down the left field line, almost to the Bierman Center. Wonder if anyone will ever hit one off the Bierman Center.
It's definitely close enough that it could happen.
Here comes the 1-2 to Pastanol, and that one misses a little low and away.
So far, just alternating. Outside, down the middle, outside, down the middle. We'll see what he's going to hit us with next. Might break the pattern.
Done a good job at keeping our hitters off balance.
Mm-hmm.
The 2-2. Oh, just gets a piece of that. Fouled back. Just barely stays alive there.
Pitching has been the story so far.
And here comes the set. The pitch from Phelps on its way. And that one's, lined right at the third baseman. Wow, nice play there by Diaz.
Great heads-up play. If he'd just gotten a little more height on that, it could have been an awesome hit.
Or even a little bit of a different angle. It was right at him. Hit hard right at the third baseman. So now we've got the shortstop, Aaron Jacek, coming to the plate. Jacek usually plays shortstop, but he did come into pitch on, I think it was Tuesday night. And I think he has two scoreless innings this season.
Jacek coming into this with a 196 batting average, looking to make serious improvements to that this game.
Probably more of a defensive player since he does play shortstop. The 1-0. And that one misses ball two.
That's a good eye so far. These have been close pitches.
Phelps maybe pitching carefully around Jacek for some reason, or maybe Jacek is just more of a patient hitter. And he'll take strike one. He's watched all three pitches go by.
Caught him with that one. That was a great one down the line.
Now the set by Phelps and the 2-1 pitch on its way.
2-1. And that is, he checks up. That's ball three. Yes, so yeah, Jacek, he's pitched two innings this season as well. Struck out three, walked one, no runs. And Jacek will hit that left field. Oh, going back, that's a interesting off-balance catch there, but looks like Floor makes the catch. So that's two away.
Now batting second baseman for the Chargers.
So it'll be the number nine hitter for the Chargers, Tyler Turner. It's been eight up, eight down.
Tyler Turner coming in with a little bit of a stronger 236 batting average.
And here comes the pitch, and that one misses ball one. If Turner can get on, then you have the top of the lineup facing the pitcher maybe the second time around. That also might play a factor in terms of they've seen him before, they know kind of how his pitches act. And Turner will hit that into mid-right field. Going back is Almond, and he'll make the catch.
And the pitching duel continues.
So three scoreless innings for both teams. Only one hit for the Pioneers, no hits for the Chargers. So we're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. In 1961, President Kennedy informed the world of America's intent to send man to the moon and back again.
8 years later, a Saturn V rocket generating 8 million pounds of thrust carried Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Buzz Aldrin on their historic journey. But when it came to actually landing on the moon, with only 20 seconds of fuel remaining, Armstrong had to maneuver the craft away from dangerously rocky terrain. Minutes later, Neil Armstrong emerged with his now historic words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're in the top of the fourth inning. If you're just tuning in right now with us, the score is 0-0. The Pioneers, Malone, only have one hit. Chargers have no hits, so it's been a pitcher's duel so far. We've got Tommy McClain on the mound for the Chargers. Three scoreless innings so far, one hit, one walk. And his first pitch will be fouled off. So that will be strike one.
Hold up here as the first base coach has to run the ball down in the outfield.
So a little bit of a delay. First base coach for Malone had to go and get the foul ball. Here's the pitch. And that one misses, ball one. That one looked pretty close to me. I'm not sure. Here's the 1-1. And that one also misses ball two.
Just missing on the inside. He's definitely got to feel out that strike zone a little bit better for this inning.
McClain, oh, he gets the strike. Yeah, it looks like this umpire likes the outside corner more than the inside corner for the right-handed hitters. And that's grounded to Shannon. Oh, and Shannon will take it by himself at first. Nice play there, and interesting hop by the ball.
You got to wonder if that's the influence of the AstroTurf, too. If it's, they must have done a lot of training to really practice being able to predict the ball off the turf.
Definitely, because with dirt, maybe you're anticipating getting a bad hop and positioning yourself in a way, and here it rolls a little bit more how you'd expect. And McClain will deliver ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And that will be strike one.
That's another one on the outside, but the ump still likes it for a strike. He's definitely going to have to take advantage of that outside.
Oh, and that one's lined into left. Oh, he makes the catch. Wow, that was hit hard, but looks like Hardenberg was right there to make the play.
Hardenberg with great positioning out there. He had to make a low catch, but he was right in the right spot.
The right fielder, number 7, Jake Ailman.
So now we've got Jake Ailman stepping to the plate, left-handed hitter. And, yeah, McClain's really working fast. I've noticed he doesn't really let the pitch clock get very far below 15-14. Deliver ball one. There it is, 16 seconds left, and he'll deliver a strike.
Hits just about the same spot with both pitches, but on that second one finds exactly where the ump's still going to call it a strike.
And that one's into left field also. That one will get down. So that's a base hit for Ailman. Back-to-back hard hits to left field. One of them's an out, one of them's a base hit.
Now batting for Malone, the designated hitter, number 26, Jordan Stevens.
So Jordan Stevens will step in. And that's only the third base runner allowed by McClain. First pitch misses, a little bit low.
The first game will be 7 innings, the second game, 9 points.
Ball one.
One ball, no strikes to Stevens. Playing sets. He takes a little bit more time.
And there's the set.
The pitch. Ball two.
That one will miss outside. Yeah, McClain needs to take a little bit more time when there's a runner on, because if he's just always with a consistent rhythm, that's very easy for the base runner to time up. Where, and that's grounded to third. Tanuta has it. He's going to go to second, and he'll get the out. So another very minor threat by the Pioneers, but McLean settles in. He's pitched four scoreless innings so far. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and it's going to be the top of the Charger lineup coming up to bat. So you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
New Orleans, Louisiana's name has just as long and significant a history as the city itself. Known for its exciting and vibrant Mardi Gras celebrations, its significant cultural impact, especially in music and cuisine, and its unique position in American history, New Orleans was first established as a city in North America by the French. Its original name was La Nouvelle Orléans, which was after Philip II of Orléans, who had briefly served as King Louis XV's regent. The name Orléans itself comes from its original name under the Romans when it was called Aurelianum, after the Roman Emperor Aurelian. The Spanish acquired the area from the French in the Seven Years' War in 1763, and the city was renamed to Nueva Orleans. This lasted until 1800, when France got the territory back. Napoleon sold the city to the United States in 1803 as a part of the Louisiana Purchase. Its name was changed to the more anglicized New Orleans, and it has been called that ever since. This has been What's in a Name. My name is Megan Pidcock, and you are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Chargers have yet to get a base runner, but they've got a prime opportunity with their three really good hitters coming up. Rocco Tenuta leading off for the Chargers. He struck out looking in the first inning and steps in again against Jackson Phelps, who's thrown three perfect innings.
Right now we're just looking to build momentum, and the Pioneers have managed to get at least a couple base hits off, and we're looking to do the same.
Tenuta grounds that to third. Diaz will have him out in time, so that's one out.
Still just not finding the spot to get past these infielders yet.
For Hillsdale, the catcher number three, Will Millar.
Phelps has pitched, had two strikeouts, both in the first inning. Otherwise, his defense has been really good behind him. So we have Will Millar up to the plate. Also struck out looking his first time up. And that's way outside. That's ball one.
So far, he has been successful.
And here's the set from Phelps.
They're self-destructed in 5 seconds so far.
And here he throws. And that one's in there for a strike. Again, liking that outside corner.
Ten men down for Hillsdale so far. Phelps deals the 1-1 pitch.
And the 1-1.
Tried to hit that outside again, but this time he pushed it a little too far. Still going to sit outside of the strike zone.
Correction there. Phelps actually has three strikeouts. He also struck out Joe Hardenberg in the second inning. And here's the 2-1. Millard will ground that up the right side. Looks like second baseman has it. So Baum will throw him out. That's two outs. So Will Shannon, big power hitter for the Chargers, comes up to the plate.
Shannon's been doing a great job on the defensive end this game. We've seen some good fielding plays from him at first base. Now we're just hoping to see that he can convert that into some great offensive plays right here.
Good defense on first base is underrated. Good first baseman can make the whole infield better. And the first pitch misses up, and that's ball one. No activity in either team's bullpen. Both pitchers are really off to a hot start. And there goes strike one.
Certainly looking at a low pitch count for both of these pitchers coming into this game. They've not had to extend their arm too much.
No. Very efficient pitching. Especially for Phelps. I mean, some charges have run kind of long counts. Oh, and Shannon will hit that deep right field, but not quite deep enough. And Ailman will make the catch. So that's another three up, three down for the Chargers. 12 up, 12 down for the game. So we're going to be going to the top of the fifth inning. still a scoreless tie, and you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Hillsdale College challenges you to rise to self-government, to act with prudence, and to love the good, the beautiful, and the true. But what about the lifetime challenge of bringing those high things into the world? The Washington Hillsdale Internship Program gives you that opportunity. WIP sends you from the classroom into the workforce to apply your learning there before you graduate. Bring your self-government to a semester in our nation's capital. Join in the fight for the good, the beautiful, and the true through internships in public policy, foreign affairs, education, laboratory research, consulting, and more. WIP. Find the challenge. Live the adventure. For more information, visit dc.hillsdale.edu or contact Mary Greco at mgreco.hillsdale.edu.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball. We're here in the top of the fifth inning. If you're just tuning in, it's a scoreless tie right now. Big pitcher's duel, only two hits for the Pioneers, no hits for the Chargers so far. And Tommy McClain will throw in strike one.
Interesting attempt at a bunt there from number six. We've only seen one bunt attempt earlier in the game, and it worked well as a sacrifice bunt.
And he will hit that high up. It's in shallow right center. Who's going to get it? Looks like Pastenol runs over. Big run for him. It'll make the play. Interesting that it was Pastenol that made it. It seemed that of the three fielders that ran towards the ball, he was the farthest from it.
There was definitely some momentary concern on a collision there, but it looked like good communication on the field that made it work out.
Whenever there's more than two fielders running towards a spot, it's always concerning. And that'll bring up Alan Diaz, who takes strike one. Still really fast work from McClain. And he'll hit that one into right. And that one's down. And that's going to be another base hit.
He found that spot that the Chargers have been looking for this whole game. Managed to get right past the first baseman there.
And that's a two-for-two day for Diaz so far. Two out of the three Pioneers hits. Diaz on first with one out. Charlie Roberts, the next batter, he sacrificed. Charlie Roberts up. And he takes ball one way up.
One ball, no strikes. No score here at the top of the fifth inning in Hillsdale. This game is
even though McClain has given up three hits to Phelps' zero, he's been every bit as efficient. He's really working fast. Maybe the hitters are not exactly used to seeing pitches so quick, so he's done a good job of keeping them mostly off balance. Here comes the 1-0, and he takes ball two outside.
We did see some adjustment from McClain after that first hit from the Pioneers where it seemed like he slowed down a little bit, but this time he's keeping up the speed, and so far the pressure has been working.
He just takes a little more time when there's a runner on, but still very rare that the pitch clock even gets below 10 seconds. And ball three. So it's a 3-0. It's probably going to look to take a pitch here. And that one misses up and in, so that's a walk. That's only the second walk given up by McClain.
Unfortunately, it comes at a critical time now with now two runners on base with just one out.
For sure.
Shortstop and leadoff hitter number 29, Devin Brown.
So that'll bring the top of the Malone lineup, Devin Brown. Shortstop on the team, contact hitter. And Brown will line right up the middle, but Tyler Turner makes a great play and will throw over at second and convert a double play. Wow, I thought that was on the ground, actually. I didn't realize that was a double play at first. What a heads-up play by Tyler Turner and then throwing over to Jasek. So a threat by the Pioneers is shot down, so we're going to be going to the bottom of the fifth now for the Chargers. Still a scoreless tie. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time.
I'm Lauren Smith, and I feel good today. Wait! Some of you are yelling at your speakers, phones, radios, however you're listening. You can't feel good, you must feel well. To which I say, I feel good, and I feel well. Here's the key. Nobody actually knows what the difference between these two phrases is. You've probably heard that good is an adjective, meaning that it modifies a noun, but actually good has been used as an adverb since pretty much forever, according to the grandfather of all sources, Merriam-Webster. A sort of convention has been made up to decide the question. If you say, I feel good, you're probably talking about emotional well-being, whereas if you say, I feel well, you're talking about physical well-being. Why? I have absolutely no idea. That's your Grammar Minute. Visit thegrammarminute.com for more tips and tricks.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We're here in a scoreless tie, bottom of the fifth inning, and Jackson Phelps comes back to Malone. He's been absolutely dealing today, sent down the first 12 hitters he's faced. So Jeff Landis, designated hitter for the Chargers, steps up, trying to put a stop to that. Phelps, in four full innings of work, he's only thrown 52 pitches.
Great work from Phelps on keeping that arm ready to go for a few more innings here.
And on the Chargers side, McClain has thrown 56 in five innings, so actually more efficient pitch-wise. And a big swing and a miss by Landis, that'll be strike one.
We saw just in our last play how well McClain's been able to rely on the fielding with a great double play to send away the inning after some worries with two players on base and just one out.
Considering he's been perfect through four, he hasn't had that many strikeouts. Ooh, and Landis hits that to right center. That's going to drop. That's the first hit for the Chargers. Breaks up the perfect game. And that's a base hit runner for Hillsdale. I mean, all right, a little bit soon to be talking about a perfect game in the fifth inning, but still pretty impressive that Phelps was able to send down his first 12 hitters.
Chargers certainly glad to finally see a chance to build momentum here with a hit now and the chance to hopefully wear down Phelps and get something on the board.
So we've got Joe Hardenberg stepping in. And the set, the pitch. And that's ball one. This will be the first time this game where Phelps has to pitch out of the stretch. So he's been working slower than McClain, so maybe he's going to be slowing it down even further now. And that one's inside, ball two.
He might want to slow it down, unless he's taking the Goldilocks approach of going outside, then inside, then find it down the middle. He's going to have to find that strike zone better.
Maybe he's phased a little bit by the hit. I don't know. It was a bloop single, so I don't think that would get in his head very much. And that's a hard hit to short. Thrown to second. That's one. Not in time to get Hardenberg at first, but Landis is out at second base.
Took some quick running there. We were very close to seeing a double play.
Good hustle by the left fielder there. And, yeah, shortstop shortstop Devin Brown had a really nice slick play there. He had to cover a lot of ground. Now we've got Jacob Salee. If you're just tuning in, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. There's one out and a runner on first for the Chargers. Salee pops it up. Oh, and that's going to drop. Wow. That was a miscommunication there. Very similar to what we saw at the top of the inning, only in Malone's case, their defense was not able to convert the play. Like I said, it's always bad news when you have more than two fielders running to the same spot.
Looks like Malone took the wrong cue from Hillsdale's playbook this time.
Yeah, you don't want miscommunications like that. So Danny Pastenol will come up to the plate with two runners on.
Looking at an identical situation from last game.
And that's, almost. That's off the second baseman. And here comes Hardenberg. He will score a run. And, Pastenol going to second base. That was a risky play. almost exactly identical. Like you were saying, a hard line drive right at the Malone second baseman, but he was not able to convert the play like the Chargers were. That one was close and kind of a little bit bad luck for the defense. Oh, it looks like it's going to be ruled an error on the second baseman, Eric Baum.
From here, it certainly did look like some fielding errors that we're seeing right now. First with the miscommunication with three people going in for the catch, and this time going right off his glove into the outfield. Should have been a good catch.
I'm pretty sure the error is probably on the second baseman because the miscommunication, no one touched it. I think that was just a hit. And Jacek will ground it to second, and looks like Baum converts the play this time. Retires Jacek, and no runner advances. So we have runners on second and third now with two outs, and Tyler Turner stepping to the plate.
Now batting for Hillsdale, the second baseman, number 23, Tyler Turner.
Leos on third, Castanos on second. Charges of a run home.
So yeah, we've got Salee and Pastanol.
Two more ducks out there in the pond for Tyler Turner.
Now Turner's at the plate. The first pitch. And that's fouled down the right field line and into the Charger bullpen.
Saw some effort from the first baseman to try to catch that foul. It wasn't within reach, but clearly they're eager to get out of this inning.
And even though there's a lot of space by the dugout on the right side, it kind of gets pretty tight once you get to the right field foul pole. There's not a lot of room there. And here comes the 0-1 pitch on its way. And that's also fouled to the right side.
No hustle for that one. That one's well outside of the field. No point there.
No chance anyone's making that catch. So quickly behind 0-2. And here comes the pitch. And called strike three. So Turner will go down looking, but the Chargers strike first on a couple of hits and an error to go up 1-0 going to the top of the sixth inning. So, yeah, you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. As of 2023, out of the 3,500 Medal of Honor recipients, only one is a woman, just one, and her name is Dr. Mary Walker. A graduate of Syracuse Medical College in 1861, she tried to join Union forces as a surgeon, but was denied because she was a woman, not one to be stopped. She then joined the Army as a volunteer surgeon. While treating battlefield wounded, she also started a women's relief organization, helping the families of wounded seeking to visit their loved ones. In 1865, Dr. Mary Walker was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Andrew Johnson. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Right now, we're in the top of the sixth inning. The Chargers are up 1-0. They scored a run in the bottom of the fifth on a couple of hits and defensive miscues by the Malone Pioneers. We have Tommy McClain still on the mound. He's on track for the win now. He's pitched really well, five shutout innings, only three hits. And he delivers. And Filippi will take strike, a ball one, on the inside.
That's McClain's only his 57th pitch of the game. Hard to believe, considering.
And Filippi will drive that into center. Pastanol does a good job of keeping the ball in front of him and holding Filippi to only one base.
Pioneers clearly accepting the pressure of taking a run last inning, ready to try and get back into the action this time.
So I'm pretty sure that, the Chargers also got their first runner on, I'm pretty sure, but Joe Hardenberg, or no, Jeff Landis was retired. It was their second hitter last inning. And the first pitch is low, ball one.
Very close to a fumble from the catcher there. There was definitely some desire to steal, but he got a hold of it just in time.
Sometimes just the idea that the runner will steal might make the catcher a little more anxious to dig a ball out of the dirt. And the runner's going. It's a hit and run. Grounded to Jasek. So the runner will advance to second, but Anthony Ryan is going to be retired at first. Smart play to do the hit and run there, staying out of the double play, because that had double play written all over it had Philippe been playing that normally.
Absolutely.
So Zach Flohr, left fielder, is up at the plate with one out, runner on second base. The pitch, and that misses inside. This ball one.
It's a close pitch, but we didn't even see a flinch from the batter here.
I think it was a breaking ball that kind of moved in over the plate, so he wasn't planning on swinging anyway. So it was probably closer to the plate than it looked to the hitter. And that's way up. That's ball two. When you still have both bullpens being quiet, looks like both coaches are going to be sticking with their starting pitchers for a little while longer. And here's McLean. And that's in there for a strike. Looked like a breaking ball.
Certainly both teams have good reason to place confidence in their pitchers right now. Everything feels heightened with such a scoreless game, but seriously, both pitchers have had just wonderful games, pitching efficiently and keeping the hits down.
And the runner's going to third. The throw from Millard, and not quite. He's safe at third base.
That's another great running decision we're seeing from him, just barely making it before they could catch him.
And Filippi, he seems like he has some pretty decent speed on him. He took second base on a hit and run, staying out of the double play, and then he stole third. With that, he's 7-for-8 on stolen bases this season. And that's grounded to short. Jasek has it. Filippi's going to score, but Flohr will be retired.
Had to cut their losses there. Looks like the pitch to the plate just wouldn't have made it in time, so they opted for first base instead.
That makes that stolen base by Filippi made a big difference there. And, I mean, going back, even the running on the hit and run, the Chargers could be out of this inning if not for the hit and run play. And that will be missed, ball one. Here comes the 1-0. And that's popped up high in the infield. Looks like Turner's going to be under it, and he'll make the play. So the Pioneers answer right back with a run of their own. And we're going to be going to the bottom of the sixth in a 1-1 tie. Still really good pitching duel going on. And it looks like Jackson Phelps is probably going to be coming back out to the mound. So looks like, yeah, good pitching is going to be continuing. And we're going to go to a quick break, but you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We'll be right back after this.
Telling the stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor, this is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Suhita.
On the night of October 2nd, 1952, in Korea, Private First Class Jack Kelso was defending a vital outpost against a vastly superior enemy force when the commanding officers became casualties. When an enemy grenade landed in a bunker holding four Marines besides himself, he unhesitatingly picked it up, rushed out into the open, and hurled it back at the enemy. The grenade exploded as it left his hand, but Private Kelso refused to move to safety and instead returned enemy fire, allowing other Marines pinned down in a nearby bunker to escape. Kelso was mortally wounded while providing cover for his comrades. He gallantly gave his life for his country and for his valiant fighting spirit, aggressive determination, and self-sacrificing efforts for the sake of others. Private First Class Jack Kelso was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. If you're just tuning in with us, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 1-1 tie. Very good pitching on both sides. Jackson Phelps for the Pioneers of Malone and Tommy McLean for the Chargers. both have only given up one run. McLean has only given up four hits, and Phelps has only given up three. And it's going to be the top of the Charger lineup with Rocco Tenuta stepping up to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today, but he's really good leadoff hitter. My mistake, 0 for 3. No, he is 0 for 2. And that will be ball one outside.
And it's only an hour and 5 minutes old.
And here comes the set, the 1-0. And Tenuta will take strike one outside. That, another one that catches the outside part of the plate. And that one misses low and in. That's ball one, ball two. So we've got a 2-1 count now. Jackson Phelps has been working very efficiently. I think part of the reason why these pitch counts are so low is there haven't been too many strikeouts on either side. So a lot of defensive 1-2 pitch outs.
You definitely have to give the fielding their credit. We've seen a few mishaps here and there, but overall they've been very good at keeping the pitching count low for them.
While we were talking there, Petunia took ball three outside, and here comes the 3-1. A big swing and a miss. That's strike two. So Tenuta's in a full count with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth.
We will have a payoff pitch upcoming to Rocco Tenuta.
So Phelps sets. And here comes the 3-2. And just foul tips it, but it's caught. That's a strikeout. Fifth strikeout for Phelps. And we've got Will Millard coming to the plate.
Tenuta understandably frustrated as a 3-14 batter now, going 0 for 3 in this game. Clearly came into that with a greater energy, trying to get some kind of hit, but still comes up empty-handed.
Not many hitters have had much success against either pitcher, so it's more understandable to go 0 for 3 in a 1-1 game than if your team is scoring 10 runs and you're still 0 for 3, then it's probably worse for you. Millard takes ball one. Here comes the set, the 1-0, and foul back. Strike one. Chargers need to play well this series, and then they're right back in the GMAC mix. Here's the 1-1. Ooh, and that one misses. That's ball two. Must have had some break on it because that one looked closer to the plate than Millard's reaction would have implied. The 2-1. Millard hits that one. Oh, what a play. Wow. What a play by Devin Brown. I thought that was going to be a base hit all the way.
Another instance of just the slightest angle adjustment could have made that a great hit, but the fielding still stays strong.
And so Charger first baseman Will Shannon will step to the plate. And look to maybe try to get another run here for the Chargers. And that's a drive. That's down. Ooh, it gets past everyone. It's up to the wall. Shannon's rounding second, thinks about third, but he's going to retreat to second safely. That was another good hit. And kind of evens out. The center fielder for Malone, Charlie Roberts, just barely missed that one on the dive.
That's exactly the sort of power we've been looking to see from Will Shannon all game, as one of the biggest sluggers on the team. 6-5 and hitting with great power this game. So far it's just been foul balls, but finally this time he got a great double flying past him.
That'll bring Jeff Landis up to the plate with a runner in scoring position. Still two outs. And the delivery from Phelps. That one misses up. Ball one.
last time. 1-1 here in the last half of the sixth inning. First of two this afternoon here in Hillsdale.
Here comes the set from Phelps. And the pitch. And that's grounded over to second. Baum fields it and throws him out in time. So Chargers get a hit, but can't capitalize on the runner in scoring position there. And so we're going to be going to the top of the seventh with a 1-1 tie. And so you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. And we'll be right back after this.
Not sure what to do after graduation? Take a walk into public life before you cross the commencement stage with the Washington Hillsdale Internship Program. During their WHIP semester, students have interned in the White House, at the Supreme Court, the Alliance Defending Freedom, NASA, and the National Zoo. In addition to a career-building internship, classes at the Hillsdale and D.C. campus will keep you on track for graduation. And with more than 700 alumni in the D.C. metropolitan area, you can network in scores of different industries and hear firsthand how fellow Hillsdalians work for the good, the beautiful, and the true in their professions. But it's not all work. While in D.C., Hillsdale will take you on trips to sporting events and to performances at some of the most prestigious centers for the arts. Don't miss this life-changing semester in our nation's capital. WHIP. Find the challenge. Live the adventure. For more information, visit dc.hillsdale.edu or contact Mary Greco at mgreco@hillsdale.edu.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. If you're just tuning in with us, we're right at the top of the seventh. It's a 1-1 tie. Both teams only have four hits. And we've still got our starters on the mound as Tommy McClain throws in their strike one. And Jordan Stevens is the hitter, 0-for-2 so far today. And looks like McClain will miss outside, ball one. Both starters, six innings, one run given up. And that's fouled back by a Stevens.
McClain here with the chance to settle back into his scoreless innings coming right off of that one-run inning.
This will be a big inning for him. And looks like there's a little bit of activity going on in the Charger bullpen, but not much. Looks like they're just stretching a little bit, getting prepared to in case McClain gets into any trouble. And the 2-2 pitch is fouled back.
Seeing some inconsistency in his pitching. If he can get a good handle on it, get back into his regular rhythm, he could potentially come back for the eighth, but there's a good chance they may look into a relief.
He might not want to force him to pitch more than he wants to, especially if you've got a solid bullpen arm coming in. And the 2-2 misses high, ball three. The payoff pitch, and it's foul tipped, and it's fouled back.
Certainly looking at an eager batter here in Stevens, who's definitely looking to keep the momentum going for the Pirates.
He definitely wants to. And another payoff pitch that's low draws the walk. So he holds back on that one. He may have wanted to swing away, but even that pitch was too far away for him.
Now batting second baseman number six, Eric Baum.
And the second baseman, Eric Baum, coming to the plate. Here's the pitch, and he shows bunt, but he pulls it back, and it's ball one.
Pirates has definitely shown some tendency to want to bunt this game. We had an early bunt attempt and a sacrifice bunt early on in the game.
And he shows bunt again, and that's going to be a called strike. So 1-1, nobody out, runner on first here for Malone. Pickoff attempt unsuccessful. It wasn't really a real pickoff attempt, just trying to keep the runner awake. And another bunt shown, and that's ball two.
Looks like some attempt to definitely shake up McClain here, try to throw him off the bunt attempts, too.
Yeah, you just put the idea of bunt in the pitcher's head. Oh, and he does bunt it, though. And McLean will field it, throw him out at first in time. But Baum makes it to second base.
For the Pioneers, that is now the second successful sacrifice bunt of the game.
I'm sorry, Stevens moves to second, and it was a successful sacrifice by Baum. So one out, runner in scoring position for Alan Diaz. He has two of the Pioneers' four hits this game. He will take ball one outside.
Stevens walked to lead off the inning. He was sacrificed down to second. He's there with one out. 1-0 count on Diaz. 1-1 tie, top of the seventh.
And here's a set. Checks the runner. Throws the pitch. And that misses ball two. A hitter's count for Diaz. Where even though Diaz is batting eighth, he's swinging a pretty hot bat today. He has two hits. And he's not the guy that you want to get into a hitter's count against today. And that one's hit hard at Jasek at short. Runner will hold at second. And throws to first in time to retire Diaz.
Ideal spot for the Chargers. Kept the second, kept the runner on second, too scared to advance, and made sure they could still get to first.
Huge out there. Yeah, it was hit hard right at the shortstop, so the runner wouldn't have wanted to attempt to go at it. If it were hit a little slower, I think he probably would have gone. And Jasek probably would have still been forced to take the out at first. And McLean will throw strike one.
There's a beautiful pitch down the middle.
Maybe that good defensive play by Jasek kind of settled him in again. I mean, seven innings, one run, that's, you take that anytime. That's a swing and a miss. That'll be two strikes, no balls on Charlie Roberts. And here comes the 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss, strike three. That is three pitches, one out for McLean. He gets out of the seventh inning. So we're going to the bottom of the seventh, still a score of 1-1 tie. And we are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. And we'll be right back after this.
Telling the stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Suhita.
On September 17, 1944, First Lieutenant Donald K. Schwab was leading his company across exposed ground in France when intense enemy fire came without warning from the woods directly in front of them. Schwab protected his men and led them forward into the enemy fire. He rallied his force and struggled to within 50 yards of the Germans before ordering his men to hit the dirt. He rushed forward alone, firing his carbine at the German foxholes, aiming for the vital enemy machine pistol nest. He charged the German emplacement, ripped off the half cover, struck the German gunner in the head, and dragged him back through a hail of fire to friendly lines. First Lieutenant Schwab's actions so disorganized hostile infantry resistance that the enemy forces withdrew, abandoning their formidable defensive line. For his extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty, First Lieutenant Donald Schwab was awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. If just tuning in, the Chargers and Pioneers are in 1-1 tie. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Jackson Phelps is going out for a seventh inning. He's been very solid today. Six innings, only one earned run, and he will be facing Will Shannon. Joe Hardenberg, my mistake. Will Shannon batted last inning. And Hardenberg swings at the first pitch. That's going back, and it's off the wall. And Hardenberg's running. Fielders can't really handle it very well, and he will hold it second with a stand-up double. Big hit by the left fielder.
The comparison to Will Shannon proved to be a little bit of foreshadowing there. Shannon was the previous person with the only double of this game, but now we've got two big doubles.
Very big hit. Now the Chargers have a runner in scoring position with nobody out for Jacob Salee. Jacob Salee had a base hit his last time up, so if he does that again, very likely that Hardenburg can score. Salee shows bunt, and he bunts it right back to the pitcher, and they'll take it out, and Hardenburg is on third base.
It does make for the third sacrificial bunt of the game, but the first one that the Chargers have attempted here. Great way to get them all the way to third.
Now, a mid-depth fly ball to the outfield likely scores Hardenburg. Base hit. Infield is playing in to cut the runner down at home in the event of a ground ball.
So Hardenburg, the go-ahead run on third, one out.
And that's a base hit to center field. Here comes Hardenburg. He will score. Salee makes a big turn, holds at first. So now we have the Chargers leading 2-1, the bottom of the seventh inning.
And that's a very comfortable run. I mean, Hardenburg practically jogged into the plate. They knew it was a great hit. They knew they were in a great spot. Now we're seeing some pressure on Phelps. I think it's very unlikely he'll be coming back for any sort of eighth inning.
Very solid hit there. And now we've got Aaron Jasek at the plate, which means McLean is on track for the win yet again if either the Chargers hold the lead or if it's it for McLean, he's on track for the win. And Jasek will take ball one outside.
Chargers on a run home on a double by Hardenburg, a sacrifice by Salee, and a single by Pasadena. Pasadena, the runner off first, one out, 2-1 real scale, last half of the
set. So here comes the set. 1-0, runner's going. And it's a ground to third, thrown to first, and another hit and run, this time by the Chargers, and Salee will take second base. Pasanol will take second.
Jasek, as we pointed before, not one of the stronger batters on the team with just a 196 average, but certainly still helpful here in the play, at least advancing to second.
Yeah, that was Pasanol with the RBI base hit. Salee had the sacrifice bunt. I think I got them mixed up earlier. But Tyler Turner's up with the runner on second base, two outs, looking to maybe extend the lead a little bit. The set, the pitch, and that's popped up high, third base side, battling the sun, but he'll make the catch. So Chargers out of run, they hold the lead going to the eighth inning, but they fail to add more. So going to the top of the eighth is Chargers 2, Pioneers 1. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Astro Minute, where we're exploring the universe 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and something's about to happen that won't happen again until 2044. On April 8th of this year, the moon will pass between the Earth and the sun, casting its moving shadow across North America. All the U.S. will experience a partial solar eclipse, and those directly in the shadow's path, a total eclipse of the sun. As the eclipse begins, people in the path of totality will see the moon's shadow approach from the west. Minutes before totality, twilight will fall, temperatures will drop, and animals will prepare for night. Last bits of sunlight will form bright beads as they pierce through craters along the moon's edge. Finally, at totality, the sun's hidden corona will appear, surrounding the disk with its magnificent wispy loops. Remember to never, ever look at the sun, but follow safe viewing techniques. That's your Astro Minute.
Back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We're here in the top of the eighth inning. The Chargers just scored a run on a double by Joe Hardenburg and a bunt by Salee and a single by Danny Pasanol. So Chargers lead 2-1, and Tommy McLean is coming out for the eighth inning. And the first hitter shows bunt. Devin Brown will foul a bunt off, strike one.
Great to see McLean back at the mound. He really has had an incredible game, managed to settle in for that last inning to keep it scoreless, get back on track.
I wonder if the Chargers are going to let him go for a complete game or not.
Considering this is the first of four games that they got with Malone, I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing their best to make sure that the relief pitchers are fresh for some other games.
Or assuming McLean gets out of the eighth inning clean, they'll see if the Chargers can add any runs for him at the bottom of the eighth. And then If they add another run or two, I say they probably should let him go for the complete game. Otherwise, maybe bring in the closer. And Brown will hit it. High ball into right field. Salee is under it, and he'll make the play. So that's one out.
This time, not three fielders coming at the ball to make the catch. Nope. We're happy to see a much more comfortable play there.
Definitely. It was hit a little bit too deep for the second baseman to have a realistic play at it. So J.C. Philippi, Malone's first baseman, steps in, and he takes the first pitch for a ball. And now we have the pitch. And that's a ground ball to second. Turner has it, throws to first, and that's two away.
Once again, it's those fielders doing a great job keeping McClain low on the pitch count.
That's two really quick outs. Now we've got Anthony Ryan, catcher.
The catcher is 55, Anthony Ryan.
And so let's see if... And Ryan will... Oh, what a play! That's a line drive right at Will Shannon at first, and he'll make the catch a little bit in foul territory. Wow, that was a very quick inning for the Charger defense. So the Chargers will come right back to hit in the bottom of the eighth with a 2-1 lead. And you are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
New Orleans, Louisiana's name has just as long and significant a history as the city itself. Known for its exciting and vibrant Mardi Gras celebrations, its significant cultural impact, especially in music and cuisine, and its unique position in American history, New Orleans was first established as a city in North America by the French. Its original name was La Nouvelle Orléans, which was after Philip II of Orléans, who had briefly served as King Louis XV's regent. The name Orléans itself comes from its original name under the Romans when it was called Aurelianum, after the Roman Emperor Aurelian. The Spanish acquired the area from the French in the Seven Years' War in 1763, and the city was renamed to Nueva Orleans. This lasted until 1800, when France got the territory back. Napoleon sold the city to the United States in 1803 as a part of the Louisiana Purchase. Its name was changed to the more anglicized New Orleans, and it has been called that ever since. This has been What's in a Name. My name is Megan Pidcock, and you are listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. You are listening to Charger Baseball. Right now, we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Chargers are leading 2-1, and looks like the Malone Pioneers are still going to stick with their starting pitcher, Jackson Phelps. He's pitched very well, only two earned runs in seven innings, and he's going to be facing the top of the Charger lineup, which he's had really good success against the top of the lineup today. Pitcher's duel, I mean, Tommy McClain's pitched eight innings, giving up one run, and It remains to be seen whether they're going to let him go for a complete game or not. So here comes Tenuta, freshman leadoff hitter. And he'll take ball one outside. Tenuta's kind of having a tougher day at the plate today. He's 0 for 3. The set and the pitch, and that one misses for a ball.
Phelps definitely gonna have to prove himself here, considering he's already pitched a longer game. He's kept the pitch count low, but after giving up a couple runs, there's questions of whether or not relief should be brought in.
He's given up a few more hits than McClain. Rocco Tenuta takes ball three. The wind has picked up a little bit. It's blowing pretty hard out to right field. And Tenuta will take strike one. No intention to swing at that one. There is a little bit of activity in both bullpens, but especially in Malone's bullpen. And Tenuta will hit that one into shallow right field. That's a base hit. So he will get his first hit of the day.
Tenuta hitting an airplane celebration from first base. Understandably pleased to, after three unsuccessful at-bats, finally get a good hit in this eighth inning.
And when you're as solid of a hitter as Tenuta is, it must be frustrating to not have success at the plate for a while and then to break through like that. Here comes Millard, who's on a pretty good hot streak swinging the bat. Millard shows bunt. He pulls it back. And Tenuta will retreat to first base. So it's a 1-0. Runner on first. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. And Millard waits for the 1-0. Here it comes. And he bunts. Really nice bunt up the first base line. Phelps shovels it to first. Millard is retired, but Tenuta takes second. So two sacrifice bunts for each team, if I remember correctly.
Sacrificial bunts have definitely been key to this game and making sure runners can advance and get in key positions.
And here's Will Shannon, big power-hitting first baseman on the Chargers.
We love seeing that double from him earlier this game. We'd love to see some more power again.
Give a little bit of run support, a little bit of a cushion for either McClain or whoever the closer that the Chargers bring in is. The pitch, and that one misses a little bit outside.
Shannon grounded the shortstop in the first inning, fly to right in the fourth, doubled his last time up in the sixth. So
Phelps gets the sign, and the set. The pitch, he'll check his swing, that's ball two.
We saw just a little bit of hesitation from Will Shannon on both of those. He's clearly itching for some kind of hit, but he's had a good eye so far getting a feel for those balls.
Yeah, he really wants to swing at one, but they're just a little bit out of his zone. And Phelps throws the 2-0, and that one misses. That's ball three. That's two hitters this inning that have been ahead 3-0. And they're going to just finish him up and intentionally walk him with first base open. So Phelps throws three balls to him, and then the coach just decides just to give him first base. So that will bring up the designated hitter, Jeff Landis. Runner on first and second base. Probably a good call, set up the double play, and Landis is not a very fast base runner.
Anything they can do to keep Phelps' count a little lower as he looks more pressure in this inning is a good idea.
Yeah, definitely looking for the double play. And a base hit scores Tenuta regardless. So there's ball one to Landis now. Landis is a left-handed pull hitter and a wind blowing out to right field. He probably wants to hit one. Oh, that one's fouled back at the screen. Without the net there, it may have come into the press box. So one ball, one strike, one out. And Phelps with the pitch. And he will check his swing. And the appeal, nope, no swing.
Definitely took that one down to the last second in terms of whether or not he wanted to swing at that.
Yeah, he wanted it. He's got a good chance here. Two runners on, one out. He's a pretty good power hitter. And, oh, he lines that one down the right field line. Looks like Tenuto's around third. He's going to score. And here comes, no, Shannon's going to hold at third. And that's an RBI double from Jeff Landis. So the Chargers now lead 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. That's going to be really nice cushion for Charger pitching next inning to have two runs. And it looks like that might be it for Phelps. They're coming to the mound for a visit. Yeah, they're going to bring in a new pitcher. So while the new pitcher for Malone warms up, we're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about the origin of baseball's favorite concession food, hot dogs. At early ball games, there were no official concession stands, but local people would sell food to fans who tended to eat things you would eat without utensils. And at the beginning of the 20th century, German immigrants began to help shape the culture, and people began to love their Dachshund sausages, which were served with a milk roll and sauerkraut. In the 1860s, Chris von der Ahe, a German immigrant and owner of the St. Louis Browns, introduced the hot dog to baseball fans. At first, they were served without buns, and instead, customers would keep the white gloves that the hot sausages were served on. However, the gloves were eventually not being returned, and this frustrated the company. Somewhere along the line, the split bun was introduced, and it fit just like a glove. And now countless hot dogs are eaten every ballgame. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. So, after pitching very well for seven innings, the Pioneers brought Jackson Phelps out for an eighth inning, and he gave up two hits, a walk, and a run, getting only one out. So that will be the day for him.
Admittedly, definitely a tough decision to bring Phelps back out to see the top of the lineup after already pitching for so much of the game.
Yes, so looks like the new pitcher will be Michael Paljic. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but he's going to be pitching the rest of the eighth inning, likely, for the Pioneers. And still really good day for Jackson Phelps, even though he's not going to get the win, and he may get the loss today. But still, giving up two runs through seven, that's really good. And he gave up a third just now, but really good pitching. So we're here now in the bottom of the eighth. Chargers have runner on second and third base with one out, and Joe Hardenberg is coming up to the plate. Hardenberg also, I think, he had a double his last time up. So the Charger power hitters, after kind of having a rough start early on, they've really shown up. And Hardenberg will take ball one. Here's the set. The delivery. And a big swing and a miss. Maybe now that the Chargers have more of an insurance run, Hardenberg feels more free to swing away.
Mm-hmm. He's got to be eager, too, after that great double that he hit in his last at bat.
Here's the 1-1. And that's fouled back on the right side. So that's two strikes. We have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Chargers, so might be the day for McClain. Very good pitching. Oh, and that's a called strike three on Hardenberg, so two outs. And Jacob Salee. I got that right the first time. Jacob Salee is coming up to the plate.
Now batting for the Chargers, right fielder number 22, Jacob Salee. He is 1-for-2 in this game, fly to left
field in the second. Single in the fifth. Salee had a big RBI base hit to open the scoring for the Chargers in the bottom of the fifth inning. And there's the pitch, and that's low and out, ball one. Nice block by the Malone catcher. And here's the 1-0 pitch. And Salee will pop that up. Is he going to have room? Yeah, Filippi's going to have plenty of room, make the catch. So the Chargers add another run. They're going to give a 3-1 lead to, it looks like, Chad Stevens for the top of the ninth inning as he looks to close out the game. So we're going to go to a quick break. You are listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM, and we'll be right back after this.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and I'm back with another episode on pluralization and apostrophes. Let's be real, it's confusing, but it's also one of the easiest grammar mistakes to notice once you're initiated, which makes it an absolute no-no for professional writing. So here's your quick guide to apostrophes and pluralization. If you have a word like coffee, the correct way to make it plural, coffees, is simply add an S. If you have a word like cat and you want to talk about the cat's bed, then you add apostrophe S. Apostrophe S can also be short for is. If you want to say that Rachel is going to her friend's house, you can write Rachel apostrophe S. So to recap, apostrophe S means either possession or is. It doesn't ever, ever, under any circumstances, mean plural. This is one of the rare occasions where English has a rule. That's your Grammar Minute.
Welcome back to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. Well, here, it looks like actually they have not brought in a reliever. I think that they're going to let McLean try for the complete game. I mean, he's pitched great so far. 8 innings, 1 run, and there's a ground ball to third. Tenuta will fire across the diamond. That's one out. So, yes, 8 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run. Very good day for McLean. He had kind of a rough season coming into this game, and he's really settled down. If this is a sign of things to come, then Charger pitching just got a lot better.
Definitely glad to see the confidence they're placing in McLean after a great game he's pitched, especially after last inning, settling in again, making sure that he didn't take any more runs. Good to see him back in the swing of things for a potential complete game.
McLean's first pitch is outside for a ball. And there's a bunt. Ooh, McLean will have it. Throws not quite in time. So a base hit for Aylman. Bunt single. So there's going to be a runner on first with one out. And Jordan Stevens coming to the plate.
Not the first bunt attempt, but the first bunt attempt we've seen going towards the left. And it looks like that did catch the infield off guard.
Or the first bunt attempt with the intention of getting a hit rather than a sacrifice. And that's grounded hard up the third baseline, but foul.
Definitely looks like a little hesitation from McLean on that play. Might have cost him the out on first.
Yeah, he maybe wasn't sure if it was hard enough to get to the third baseman or whether it was his. And the pitch. And that's fouled back. That's two strikes. That was it's 5 hits for the Pioneers, 8 for Hillsdale. And the set, the 0-2. Oh, and that misses. That's low and away. That's one ball, two strikes.
Looks like the pace has not slowed down for McLean. He's still got that speed trying to keep the batter off the rhythm.
Yeah, McLean is just wanting to fire the pitches in. Kind of a check swing there, but fouled up the right side. Looked like he maybe didn't really want to swing at that one. So here comes another 1-2. And it's called strike 3. That's 2 outs. What a pitch by McLean. It was a check swing, but it was a strike anyway, so no difference.
McLean nicely settling in. It'd be great to see another out here, and he's got that all through 9 innings.
Eric Baum, the hitter, steps in against McLean again. And the pitch. Looks like a breaking ball misses up. Ball one. The Chargers one out away from a game one victory against Malone. That's a strike. So one ball, one strike, two outs, top of the ninth inning. Chargers leading 3-1. Baum will swing away, foul it off. So McLean is one strike away from a complete game here. Here's the set. Grounded over to short. Jacek has it. Throws to first. He's out, and the ball game is over. What a pitching performance by Tommy McLean. That was something special there. Big tone setter for winning in game one.
Great performance from the Chargers. Good enough to improve to now 8-9 in the conference and 13-19 overall, with great momentum going into the next three games that they've got versus Malone.
And their bullpen is still fresh. They didn't have to use a single pitcher other than McLean. Once again, McLean's final pitching line, 9 innings, 1 run, 5 hits. Don't go away, because we have more Charger baseball coming up at 4 o'clock today. But for now, you have been listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale. I'm Christian Pompino. My partner in the booth today was Nathan Stanish. And we'll be back at 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to Hillsdale Charger Sports on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Now back to our regular programming, already in progress.